This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most of the resentment and bitterness in your life, in my life, has a history. Let's bring up the second point. The sin of the older brother was more respectable than the sins of the younger brother, but just as much a sin. Resentment and bitterness don't start out as sin, but they always end up that way. With the younger brother, you have what's called the sins of the flesh. You know, I think he probably did spend the money on wine, women, and song. I think that's probably a given in the context of the story. But the elder brother was guilty of what we would call the sins of the spirit. And you know what most people in churches in the United States of America think? Well, it's more respectable to have the sins of the Spirit because I would never do what he's done morally. I would never do what she's done morally. And we elevate ourselves and we place ourselves on a pedestal saying, well, we would never commit those sins, but we think nothing, absolutely nothing of committing the sins of the Spirit, which is resentment and bitterness. And I've said this before, and it's probably one of the strongest statements you'll ever hear any minister say. It was said by a minister friend of mine who said he believed that bitterness was the cancer of the soul. And he went on to say that he thought that some people would be better off with a physical cancer than to have the cancer of the soul and spirit, which is bitterness and resentment. You may have trouble accepting that, but there's some people that say, yeah, it's probably right. It's probably true in terms of eternity. The sin of the older brother was much more respectable than the sins of the younger brother, but just as much a sin. Let's bring up the third point as we move along here. The older brother refused to go into the party because of his resentment and bitterness. He said, I'm not going in. He was angry. He would not go in. What does our resentment and bitterness cause us to do? That's an interesting question. Who are the people in your extended family that you have said, I will not go into them to speak to them? Who are the people at work that you say, I will never speak to him again? You know, people can develop a resentment toward a church and say, well, I'll never darken the door of that church again. I've heard hundreds of people over the years tell me about a church experience and say, you will never catch me walking through the door of that church. You will never catch me worshiping with those people. And so we all carry that baggage, all of us do, with people that we refuse to give energy to, emotional energy to, because of our resentment and bitterness. And here's the personal question. What's it done in your life? The greatest source of wounds in marriage, according to one expert, is this. There's one thing that creates wounds in marriage more than anything else, and it's not what people think it is. It's this. To withdraw your spirit from your spouse. The greatest source of wounds is when a husband either says it or just does it, he pulls his spirit away emotionally and psychologically away from his wife. Or when a wife psychologically, emotionally pulls her spirit away from her husband, that's the greatest source of wounds. But the thought occurred to me, people do that every day with somebody they know. People do that with their family members. We pull our spirit away. We pull our spirit from somebody at work. Well, I'll keep him at arm's length. Just see if I ever talk to him again. We do things like the elder brother. What has resentment and bitterness caused you to do?
Well, as we conclude this message tomorrow from Luke 15, I want you to hear an illustration that's going to speak to you in a powerful way about the biggest problem that most people face in their lives. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.